You're listening to the audio production of Who Is My Shelter by Nita Jackson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Martha Manning.
Prologue. The face in the mirror was barely recognizable. Philip Fairbanks winced at the black and blue mask that spread like a handprint over his broken nose and encompassed both eyes like tattooed sunglasses. Most of the swelling had gone down. It had been almost a week since those thugs had attacked him. But he still looked like the poster boy for a horror flick. The 40 stitches that started on his forehead and ran in a jagged path along the right side of his head didn't help, especially since they had shaved his entire scalp to avoid leaving him with a bald spot on only one side. "Don't you worry, honey," the plump nurse's aide, they called them patient care technicians now, had chirped cheerfully as she had shaved away his $50 haircut. "Hair always grows back, and bald heads are rad now. Very sexy." "Yeah, right. I can't go to the office looking like this," he growled to his reflection. He was on enough shaky ground with his business partner at Fairbanks and Fenchel without also freaking out their clients. What in the world was he going to do? He had to do something before Henry made good on his threat to sue him for the money missing from their account. Tentatively opening his mouth, "Ooh, that hurt," Philip inserted the hospital-issue toothbrush and carefully waggled it around his teeth. If he was going to be discharged today, he had to clean up. But brushing hurt, chewing hurt, talking hurt, blowing his nose hurt. And that was only his head. His broken right arm and three broken ribs, where he had been kicked repeatedly, meant that almost every movement hurt, even breathing. Especially breathing. The sharp pains in his gut still made him grit his teeth when he took the required daily walks around the nursing floor. Even though none of the x-rays or blood tests had turned up any definitive internal injuries. Probably just bruising on his organs, the internist had said. But they kept doing tests, since he still had pain. Seemed like something would have shown up by now. Coming out of the bathroom of the private hospital room, Philip saw that his breakfast tray had been taken away, and someone, probably one of those senior volunteers who roamed the place, had laid today's Tribune on his bed. He was tempted to settle into the recliner and read the paper until housekeeping had changed the bed and cleaned the bathroom.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?